Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by our Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, thank you so much for once again joining me.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. So we have things coming up here as we keep rolling on here through 2024. Annual dinner 11 days away, and you have an announcement. Actually, today is the last day to register.
Yes, I appreciate the countdown. We've got more than a week, but it's right around the corner. So yes, our chamber annual dinner is Tuesday, April 30th at La Poste. 5:30 social, 6 o'clock dinner, and 6:30 program. And today is the last day for getting your RSVP in. So we've sent invites out to members and reminders. And so just again, another reminder to get that RSVP in. We have a good registration so far. So looking forward to another annual dinner. It's always just a wonderful time to gather everyone together, celebrate the previous year, share some updates from the chamber, and hear from some speakers. Just kind of, it's uplifting usually to kind of reflect and then look forward. It's always fun to be able to recognize individuals and businesses that have done a great job, continue to do a great job. And so especially with those awards. So we'll have our Business of the Year and the Volunteer of the Year awarded that night. So it's still a secret.
Okay.
We've ordered the awards, but we'll talk a little bit more about finalists next week. But then at the annual dinner, it'll be announced, and just encourage people to get registered if they haven't already. And looking forward to a great night.
Just so I know, is this open to the public or is this only for businesses?
We invite our chamber members to take part. But if you're connected to a business or a plus one of a business, then you're welcome to. We are limited on seating, so it's not necessarily open-ended. But most everyone that comes is connected in some way to chamber member businesses or organizations.
And here's an even more important question. Get ready for this, Lindsay. Do you know what the food layout's going to be?
I do know the menu, but you're putting me on the spot at the moment. It sounded delicious, but I've already put it out of my brain of what it is. But it's going to be a beautiful spread, as always. The Hotel Pati does a great job. They've provided us a nice menu buffet to choose from. But offhand, not prepared with the exact menu, but it's always delicious and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Hey, that's another secretive thing. I see what
I'll have it at the ready for next week, but for now it's still a surprise, I guess.
Okay. I am sorry to do that. And of course, you know, it never stops at the chamber. So what are some of the stuff that's coming up here?
Yeah. So one of the things that we're working on, and it's kind of in response a little bit to the announcement of the Tyson closure, but also just in general, for business development, the Chamber is working with DMAC and also the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program to bring an info session to town. And so on Thursday, May 9th at 8 a.m., we're going to meet over at DMAC and have an information session with the program coordinator, some alumni from the program, to talk a little bit more about it in depth. It's something that we've encouraged our members to check out and apply to over the past few years. But I think right now is just a good time to take a step back and really jump into some of those programs that are out there all the time. But we're kind of living in a different space right now to kind of think about the future a little bit more. So we're doing some things behind the scenes for some entrepreneurial development. So maybe that's a pathway for individuals in a transition to think about other opportunities. But then we're also looking at our businesses to say, you know, what's out there that we can help support them thinking about growth or pivoting in some capacity. And this program, the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses, is designed to do that. So there's no point in us recreating the wheel, but it's a matter of funneling some of our members in the direction of some of these existing programs to take advantage of the opportunity. We're going to host this info session on Thursday, May 9th at 8 a.m. Make sure I have those details correct at DMAC. Provide, you know, light breakfast and just diving into that information, showcasing what's out there, having an opportunity to ask questions to say, you know, is this something that I'd like to commit to, learn more about, apply? Because it is a time commitment, but ultimately it's working on your business to continue to grow and adapt to changing times. And so we'll be making some more personal invites, but also spreading the word that it's open-ended for anyone to participate in it and attend to learn about this program.
That's awesome. Again, that's coming up on May 9th. And then I know also in May, you're still working out details, but of course, you're planning a bigger job fair coming up as well.
Yes, that's right. So May 16th, that's also a Thursday. We will be out at the National Guard Armory for a larger job fair and resource fair than what we hosted this past month at the Hotel Patty. And so it'll be an opportunity to kind of expand that reach, invite more businesses together. We're working closely with Iowa Workforce Development to kind of also be that connector with employers. And then they're boots on the ground out at Tyson right now and working with employees as well. So it'll be a really nice connection. They were at our last job fair, but more as just a resource. And now they're going to be more involved with the planning, which was also by design from the get-go. That initial job fair was just that, yes, we are working on things. Yes, there's opportunities. Don't make any rash decisions. There's a lot out there, but here's starting that conversation. And then now as we approach May 16th, that'll be kind of a bigger opportunity to see what's out there. Employees are currently being encouraged to stay on through the end of production, weigh their options, find the right fit for them and their family. And so just trying to be that resource and connector for the community. And it'll be open to anyone that's interested in the job fair, not just Tyson employees. And so looking to, again, be at the National Guard Armory for a larger space, more employers there, more resources there, and a wider time frame as well. So starting probably at that 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock time, and going maybe till 6 o'clock. So some of those details are still getting worked out as far as who will all be there and how many spots, but looking forward to moving along with that progress.
Awesome. Speaking here with our Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, to finish out everything, I know you have the farmers market. That's also something that's coming up.
Yeah, so it's a little ways away, but we are doing a lot to get started with that. So we currently have a call out for vendors right now. So reaching out to our past vendors to encourage them to join us again this year. But really, it's an opportunity for anyone that's interested to take part in it. So we do prioritize fresh produce and baked goods. And then as space allows, other handcrafted items and other individuals that are interested in joining us. And then we have our monthly events for special guests and, you know, all kinds of different things with food trucks and stuff. But just getting the word out there that now's the time to apply to reserve a spot, working through some details on that, getting ready for other summer events. So lining up music and activities for our other events. So a lot going into it to set us up for the summer.
Yeah, and real quick before we let you go, of course, there's an event at the Dallas County Hospital coming up on Wednesday.
Yes, I mean, there's so many things going all the time, but just as another resource for the community would be the mobile food pantry out at the hospital that starts at 3 o'clock while supplies last. So another thing that has been an ongoing activity, but then also kind of helpful to get the word out that those are available. Obviously, we have the regular food pantry, but there is a limitation on how often you can access that. So it's nice that both the hospital and Crossroads alternate to have these monthly mobile food pantries available for the community. A reminder for different community events and activities, the grab and go supper at the fire department is later on tonight, and the Perry Alano Club has a soup luncheon on Sunday. And so there's just community meals and community activities going on all the time, and I encourage people to check them out.
Again, this is Lindsay Pasuti, the Perry Chamber Director, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And thank you so much, Lindsay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.